Okay, gentlemen, today's Armwood is Darth Vav Armwood Base. We're in the middle of a discussion from Darth Hey, right at the bottom of Darth Vav Armwood Aleph, about the question of what if an eagle, right, a calf was born to. The question was, why is it if we say that a chick, which was born on Yom Tov, is going to be considered Muktzah, and it's not going to be considered Mutter B'Shchita. Then why is it distinct from a calf which was born from an animal which was a treifa on Yom Tov, right? We say that it's not Muktzah because it's Mutter B'Shchita, right? So basically the question is, since the mother cannot be shechted because the mother is a treifa, and therefore the mother is not kosher, right? Well, shouldn't we say in such a case that the calf should also not be shechted on Yom Tov because the calf was born from a shechita, and if you couldn't be marked a calf by shechting the mother? So, Amar Rabbi V'Simra Rav Yosef, my shame is Shasik Rab. Why was he quiet? Why couldn't he answer this question? Leman Hu, he should have said. Mochan Agabimo Likval, he should have said that you can shech the mother to feed the mother to dogs, right? To use it as animal meat. Therefore, it can be shechted, and therefore you can shech the child, the calf as well, just to eat it. We saw in the Mishnah that there is an opinion, right, that you can cut up gourds in front of an animal to eat, or nevela, or a dead animal in front of a dog, right, and properly shechted animal in front of a dog to eat. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's only in a case where it was already dead from before Yom Tov, and you set it aside for that purpose. If not, then it wasn't prepared. Why? Because it's not actually, it's not fit for human consumption. It has to be considered fit for human consumption, or have been deliberately designated from that purpose to be considered in a mukhan, and therefore not muktzah. Right? So then the question, so that proves that something which is not considered edible for humans is not considered to be min hamukhan, at least in the normal case. Assume you haven't explicitly set aside for some purpose. Then the Gemara asks, mukhan l'klavim, have mukhan la'adam? Yeah, what if something was set aside for the purpose of feeding it to dogs before Yom Tov? Is it considered to be mukhan la'adam? Is it not going to be muktzah? I'm like, yes, mukhan la'adam, loy have mukhan l'klavim. Right? However, if something is mukhan adam, if it's something is ready for a person, then it is not considered to be ready to be fed to dogs. Why? When you get food, you don't usually intend to feed it to dogs. You never eat it yourself, right? You only feed the dogs with things you wouldn't normally eat. Mukhan leklavim, have mukhan adam, the daiti din is akol midi dechazile. However, if something is mukhan, if something was prepared in advance for dogs, then it's considered also ready and prepared for a person, because anything which was gotten ready in advance for a dog is anything which is a person's kavana, his intent is that he'd be able to eat anything which is positioned, which is something which, you know, is edible. The Gemara says, Tanya kavose de Rav. There's a brisa which is similar to Rav, that it is forbidden to eat the chick of an egg, a chick which was hatched from the egg on Yom Tov. Tanya kavose de Shmuel. And then there's a brisa which is permitted, which is similar to the opinion of Shmuel, or the opinion of Rabbi Yechon, is permitted to eat that chick, right? There's a brisa that's like Rav, that's forbidden, there's a brisa like Shmuel, or Rabbi Yechon, and it's permitted. Tanya kavasei del Rav, the brisa that's similar to Rav, egel shenolad b'yom tov mutter, efroch shenolad b'yom tov asur. An egel, a calf which was born on Yom Tov, is permitted. However, an efroch, a chick which was hatched on Yom Tov, is in fact forbidden, like what we said. Omar Freshman says, and what's the difference between them? Ze muchan agavimo mishkita, ze eino muchan agavimo. Right, one of them is considered to be muchan agavimo, is considered to be ready to be shechted because of its mother, right? Because you could always shecht the mother and therefore matir the calf which was in utero still. On the other hand, right, the chick could not become permitted by shechting the chicken because the chick is no longer connected to the chicken, right? You can't shech the neck. And Tanya Kavase de Shmuel, there's a rice which is similar to Shmuel that's in fact permitted, but same Rabbi Yechon, maybe it was Rabbi Yechon, they said it was permitted. Egel Shanulad be Yom Tov, a calf which was born on Yom Tov. Mutter, it's permitted mutter, and it's permitted to read, to eat a chick that was hatched in Yom Tov. My time. Why is there Mukhan Agavim? Why is there Matir Atzmoi Beshchita? One is mutter because you could have just shechted his mother, and the other one is mutter not because you could have just shechted his mother, that wouldn't have helped, but because, right, the fact that it's a chick means that it is, it can be shechted. Since it can be shechted, that's completely permitted on Yom Tov. It's the rare exception where it doesn't need to have actually been ready from before Yom Tov. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Efroach shenol b'yom tov aser, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov emar af bechol aser. Right, a chick which was born on Yom Tov is forbidden. Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov is forbidden. Eat it, likely pina rab. And Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov says even afterwards, after Yom Tov has gone out, it will be forbidden to eat it. Why lefi sheloi nispatchu me'ap? His eyes are not yet. Its eyes have not yet opened up fully. Right, and therefore it's similar to the love of eating a mouse, of eating some sort of rodent or some sort of insect. We'll see that very soon. Right, why that is the case. Keman Azlaha. What, who is this like? The sign is we have an abrisa lechol hasheretz, hasheretz alaretz, lerabis of rechim. Right? Every sheretz, everything which crawls on the ground is considered to be treif. What does it come to include? Even chicks are considered to be concluded as long as they're necessitated to crawl, so they're going to move because their eyes are still closed, they can't see where they're going. Right, come on. Who said this? This is like the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. We are not stringent for this opinion. Right? We assume in Halacha that it's permitted to eat a chick. Yom Tov, it doesn't make a difference. Okay, let's continue tomorrow. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Rav Huna said in the Rav Beitza im Yetziyasa Nigmara. Right, an egg is considered to be fully ready to eat when it comes out of the chicken, not before. Right? The Gemara will, in a second, explain why this is an important concept. In a second, we will explain the significance of this halachi statement. You'll see it's actually very, very relevant. Halacha lamaisa. Mayim yetziyasa nigra. Says the Gemara, what does this mean that it is considered to be complete? Ilim yetziyasa nigra sum teres chalav ha b'meim asur le'achla b'chalav. The Gemara says, if that's what allows it. The first obvious question is, why is an egg parav? So the Gemara asks, if you consider it to be parav, right, that only from when it leaves its the chicken stomach. So the Gemara says, isn't it parav even when it's still in the chicken stomach? And of course that begs the question of, when is it not parav? We'll see that in a minute. V'asagi, didn't we see in a braisa, shochet es ha-tarnagos ha-matzah ba-beitzim gomorois? The price said that if you shech the chicken and find inside it fully formed eggs, then it is permitted to eat them with milk. So clearly it can be, the eggs are not fleishik at some stage, even when they are still in the stomach of the chicken. Right? Okay, so on this there is a three-way basically machlis rishonim, right? When are they considered to be not fleshic? Rashi here says it's when they're white. The egg is fully, both the yellow and the white, the yolk and the white have already formed, but there is no shell yet. Right? There are Rishonim who say that it's when only the yolk is formed, and then there are Rishonim who say that it's even when there is a soft shell. There needs to be a soft shell formed, but it doesn't need to be fully hardened. Lamaisa, we are machmir for that idea. Right? That it has to really have been that there's at least a soft shell formed, even if it's not fully hardened, before you can consider the egg to be finished and therefore eat it with milk when it was found in the stomach of a chicken that you shechted. V'chiseiman, if you were to say, come, mashmalan bivraisa mai delay ashmuin masnissin. And if you were to say that this braisa is teaching us something that we wouldn't have necessarily understood from the Mishnah. Hanami Tanena didn't teach. Beitza shenolam yomtov bishamayim rim teyachel v'siloam rim lo seyachel. Right, we had this disagreement, if you remember, in our Mishnah. Right, an egg which was laid on Yom Tov, Beishamai says it can be eaten, and Beisila says no, it should not be eaten.
Ve'ad kan le'pligi b'yishayim v'sil el ben olda v'adminon divrei akol sharian. And if you were to say that, and we'd said based on this, that the disagreement is only when the egg was laid on Yom Tov. But if you shechted the chicken on Yom Tov and found eggs inside, everybody would agree that it's permitted to eat it. And if you were to say that Basil really thinks it's been even in the chicken stomach, the Hadak Sani Nolda, and since... And the reason why we said no that it was laid lehadiyachan koychan de beishayin da afil no de namishari, and the only reason why we said an egg that was hatched, right, which is forbidden according to Beis Hillel, is really to teach us the strength of beishavei tradition that even an egg which was laid on Yom Tov is going to be permitted. They don't hold them no than mukser, and then we discussed this, right, that something which came into existence on Yom Tov is the easiest form of mukzah, this is the most obvious thing, which is not minah mukhan, which is not prepared for before Yom Tov to be used on Yom Tov. Eloha desanya. Didn't we have another bride? Says, Ashoy chedes atarangol, it's the name Sabah, beitim rois mutaris le'achlan b'yom Tov. Right, mani le'besham le'besil, right? Didn't the Brisa say, then we have another Brisa that says somebody who shechts a chicken and found eggs, fully formed eggs inside it, it's permitted to eat them on Yom Tov. Who said that? It's not Beisham, it's not Beisilo. It's not Beisham, maybe it's Beisham, I say, it's butter to eat the egg even after it came out of the chicken stomach. And it's clearly not Beis Hillel, because according to what we just said, Beis Hillel says it's forbidden even in the chicken stomach. Therefore, who says permitted only in the chicken stomach, but not when it comes out? Ella im yitziyasaning, right? Rather, it must be that it's fully formed when it comes out. Umegadelas efruchim, right? And it's growing, you know, a chicken side now. Bimeima ena megadelas efruchim, and its chicken stomach is not considered to be already growing the chick. Lemai nafkamino, right? And that's really what the Brisa said, that it's an egg is considered to be fully formed when it is a chicken stomach. It's not considered to be growing the chick. Right, it's only considered to be growing chick once it's actually left the chicken stomach. Says the Mara, why? What's the importance of this? Right? This is really a question for trade to know what you're buying. Are you buying a chick or are you buying just an egg? Right? Ki hahu de amarahu bei de pachya leman. Right, so we're going to stop in the middle of the story today because it's a long story, but it says, who, where are, I want an... I want eggs that came from a very fruitful egg, from a very fruitful hen, a hen which really had a lot of eggs, which really laid a lot of eggs, and they gave it the eggs of a hen which was a shit, which was shechted, which was really grown for the purpose of meat, not of laying eggs. Okay, shkoyach, gentlemen. This is a sort of a slightly longer story. I don't want to eat too much into the next download, so we will continue, please God, tomorrow.